I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Hello, valued listeners. Kevin Dunn, the Get Fit Guy here, with your weekly dose of whatever I felt like writing about, which may only be very loosely related to fitness. This week, I wanted to examine the claims of bone broth. The reason for this is that, even in spite of my own cynicism, I almost found myself reaching for some. So, let me share a bit about why I thought about it, why I may have thought of it as a solution, and what the score is with bone broth as an intervention in any fitness or wellness setting. So, recently I just haven't really been feeling very well. Could be for many reasons. It could be stress from all the assignments that I've had due from my university program. I've also had the police out like 4 times to my apartment complex after having been stopped by some crazy lady whose dog attacked my dog, and now she waits for me outside and follows me around screaming really quite nasty verbal abuse. Anyway, I've been having some unusually sore tummies, like bloating, transient stabbing pains, low-key nausea, just not really feeling myself. But, you know, like everybody else, I don't like feeling unwell, and would very much like a solution. And unfortunately, my family doctor is about as much use as a chocolate teapot. So I'm trying to figure out things on my own. One stream of thought that came to mind was maybe I need a gut reset. And maybe bone broth is something best suited to this. So I went online and had a look at the bone broth near me. And the first thing I noticed was the price. Not cheap. Second of all, I noted that if I remove my primal drive to find a health solution, every website selling bone broth was absolutely chock full of what I would call red flag language. Words like one I've already used myself, reset, amongst others like cleanse, purify, inflammation. These being liberally sprinkled throughout claims that bone broth might in fact be a cure-all. So I decided to stop looking and write out a truth table for the claims. This is something we do in logic, in philosophy, to check for the validity of an argument being a claim or series of claims that lead to a conclusion. An argument not really being a quarrel in this case. So when I truth tabled out the claims based on the UK's best known bone broth website, the argument proved to be invalid. Now, this doesn't mean that the claims are false. Likewise, a valid claim doesn't make it true, just logically valid. I can write out an argument, for example, that the moon is made of green cheese in such a way that it's a valid argument. We all know that the moon is not made of green cheese, but having an invalid argument as the basis of your entire business model certainly means that your claims are open for my further investigation. And you probably know by now that I'm like a heat-seeking missile for BS. So first of all, let's just take a look at what bone broth is. Unless you've either been living under a rock or literally don't speak English, bone broth is exactly what it sounds like. It's a broth made from bones. Okay, you boil some animal bones, some fish bones in water. Sometimes herbs, spices, or vegetables are added to the water, but this is not necessary for bone broth, which can just be bones and water. Now, according to the website here of the aforementioned UK's largest bone broth maker, our ancestors figured out that simmering animal bones for hours and hours would help them extract essential nutrients. So this claim here already has me asking some questions. How exactly did our ancestors figure this out? Bearing in mind that the first micronutrients were not identified and isolated until the 1930s, this being vitamin C. Now, it is the case that Royal Navy Dr. James Lind in 1747 correlated the ingestion of limes with the absence of scurvy in sailors, but he didn't know that it was down to vitamin C. So, what ancestors are we talking about here? Because if it's any ancestor pre-1930, then they almost certainly did not figure out that boiling bones extracted nutrients, since they weren't aware that nutrients existed and were not able to isolate them. So straight out of the gates, we have a claim which is a total nonsense, probably thrown in there because of the current trend for ancestral wellness makes words like ancestral and primal real buzzwords. Now, onto the claims themselves for the bone broth. The website continues. Cultures around the world have long prized bone broth for its healing properties, from arthritis to digestive issues to infertility. So this is a false equivalence, which is an informal fallacy, because it's making an equivalence between ancient cultures being healthy and, you know, their well-being. Let me just point out here that ancient cultures believed that bloodletting cured a number of ailments, from fever to melancholy, that mercury, which we now know to be highly toxic, was used to treat sexually transmitted diseases, tobacco was known as God's remedy, an ice pick-like instrument was rammed through the orbital area above the eyeball into the brain to sever connections to the prefrontal cortex to cure several mental health issues, cocaine was considered a tonic, and people deliberately infected themselves with tapeworms to lose weight. So no one can seriously tell me that claiming that trans-global cultures across time have a monopoly on anything which could be considered healthy. Making a claim for things being healthy because cultures around the world have done them for a long time is false.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
The level of false correlation continues in the reviews for bone broth. My favorite user review being, "I definitely think it is helping my IBS." Well, if you're only thinking that it is, then you don't actually have any evidence. Therefore, whatever you're thinking is anything but definite. And I definitely think you need to look up false correlation. Anyway, let's have an overview of the claims. So they claim that bone broth will support your gut, boost your immune system, help you to age with confidence, give you healthier skin, stronger hair and nails, reduced inflammation, sleep better, and have a healthier weight. If you remove food and just drink bones that have been boiled in water, I'm not really surprised that people lose weight, to be honest. So what does the science say? Well, the Center for Nutritional Studies, the 2nd of January 2019, noted there is no evidence of an advantage to consuming amino acids and nutrients from bone broth as opposed to food. A British study analyzed the nutritional composition of bone broth and bones with vegetable broth, and it was found that bone broth itself was a poor source of nutrients. However, the addition of vegetables increased the levels of potassium, calcium, magnesium, and iron. Finally, although I would never consider it to be a valid source, Time magazine in January 2016 ran an article titled "Science Can't Explain Why Everyone is Drinking Bone Broth." The article did, however, have several quotes from respected sources, such as William Percy, professor at the Stanford School of Medicine, who stated, "Since we don't digest collagen whole, the idea that eating collagen promotes bone growth is wishful thinking. The idea that because bone broth contains collagen translates somehow into collagen being produced in the human body is nonsensical." Now, I would normally say that if you want to go have some bone broth or do some other crazy thing, as long as you can afford it, go do it, because placebo effect is real and doesn't harm anyone. But in this case, I'm not going to say that. And I would review the evidence because it points to the opposite. A 2013 UK study found that bone broth contained over 10 times the level of lead that water alone did. What was interesting is that the bones that were used in this study were derived from organic animals. Another study conducted in 2012 found that there were markedly high lead concentrations compared to a control of tap water, and concluded that in the view of dangers of lead consumption to the body, we recommend doctors and nutritionists take the risk of lead contamination into account with patients who consume bone broth. So, to conclude, social media says yes, science says maybe you should be thinking more about this. You can get your nutrients from real food, and any bone broth that had good nutrient levels in it, those levels came from the addition of vegetables, not from the bone broth itself. And bone broth does seem to contain high levels of lead. As always, thank you for listening. Send any fun emails to me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchins, the director of podcasts, Brennan Getches, and Davina Tomlin. I'm your host, Kevin Don. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104 or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.